This is the Amsterdam Concertgebouw, one of the best acoustics in the world. This is Chartres Cathedral. With a very, very long reverb. This is the inside of a Fiat Tipo car.
Okay, we're pretty near the Indian Hill site now. We've driven about 2 hours from San Diego. We're out in the middle of the desert. It's hot. Watch out for rattlesnakes.
Steve Waller is a sound explorer in the literal sense. His field of research is the rapidly growing one of acoustic archaeology, which involves him travelling the world studying the connection between ancient rock and cave art and acoustics. Before they got the paints out, Steve believes our ancestors selected the sites they wanted to decorate for their potential as natural echo chambers, a clear case of sound before vision.
We're standing at the bottom of this mountain that's made out of basically house-sized boulders, and in it is a fire-blackened cave that has Indian pictographs, which are basically painted rock art.
Steve, we're heading for that small opening 100 feet further up.
Oh yeah, it's one spot that they chose to decorate. That is where the echo is coming from.
Go!
It's as if the sound is coming right out of the mouth of that cave. If you think back to when the ancient peoples thought that echoes were due to spirits speaking back, you can see that it's as if the rock is speaking to you, as if voices are calling out of the rock. And they're calling out right from that place on the side of the hill where they chose to decorate.